People in Japan are not known for taking to the streets to protest very often, but they were out in big numbers over the weekend. Tens of thousands of people gathered outside the Japanese Parliament building in Tokyo. They're against proposed legislation that would allow Japan's defense forces more leeway to engage in combat. And that's a big change for a nation whose constitution forbids war. James Schoaf is a Japan expert at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He's in Washington. These protests, James, have been pretty amazing, but isn't this legislation expected to pass anyway?
The protests have been very large by Japanese standards. I think that reflects two things. One is the Japanese people themselves tend to be anti-military leaning and strongly pacifist leaning. So they're not fond of anything that would get Japan more involved in military adventures. And the explanation has been relatively poor by the government about this broad package of bills. That said, the governing coalition has the votes to pass this, and they intend to pass it within a couple of weeks.
How would you describe those protests? Just like you said, kind of peaceniks, or do they have another agenda?
In many ways, if you go back to 1992, when Japan was proposing legislation to participate in UN peacekeeping operations, there were very similar protests, claims of unconstitutionality. And over time, 20 years later, the Japanese public has been quite comfortable now with that role for the self-defense forces. So in some ways, this is a natural evolution of the public getting more accustomed or used to the fact that the world is an increasingly dangerous and unpredictable place, and the world is asking Japan to do more to contribute to dealing with those situations.
Should China be worried by this?
I don't think so. Japan's military budget is still just about the same level it was about 10 years ago. In the meantime, China's has increased three times, and China's military budget is much bigger than Japan's now. The way that this legislation is going to be implemented, and we should actually talk a little bit about what the legislation is, some little pieces of it will potentially allow Japanese forces to engage in combat, but in a very rare instance and only if Japan's national security is directly threatened. For the most part, these bills are about allowing the self-defense forces to provide logistical support to U.S. or other international coalitions in support of peacekeeping or response to a threat to the broader peace and stability. So this is nothing that's going to allow the self-defense forces to really engage with China or affect their interests unless China is directly threatening Japan.
So what is at stake for Washington here?
Well, Washington is certainly encouraging or happy with the changes and these new bills that are about to pass in Japan, primarily because they allow for a more integrated cooperation between U.S. and Japanese forces, either in defense of Japan or potentially in some kind of North Korea scenario, for example. Up until now, we've had to operate in very separate areas. U.S. would be forward area doing the dangerous stuff. Japan would be in the rear area where it was safe. And we coordinated, but we couldn't really leverage the tools and the assets that Japan has into a more integrated fashion. We should be able to do that more now, and we'll begin practicing that after the laws are passed. But, overall, I think the U.S. is hoping just for more help in the region. Japan can now play a stronger role to address instability, which the U.S., I think, is going to be quite happy with.
James Schoaf at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this is The World.